USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship held a hearing on Monday about the overcrowding at migrant detention centers. Assistant Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security, Diana Shaw, says their investigation found serious problems at the facilities.
When our team arrived at the El Paso del Norte Processing Center, they found that this facility, which has a maximum capacity of 125 detainees, had more than 750 detainees on site. The following day, that number had increased to 900.
President Trump responded to four House Democratic critics on Monday, challenging the freshman lawmakers, if they're not happy here, they can leave the United States. The president's comments were directed at Democratic Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration is proposing new restrictions to crack down on migrants from Central America seeking asylum in the United States. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
This new restriction would deny anyone who crosses the southern border from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they traveled through another country and did not seek asylum there. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This is going to send a clear message, though, to people considering coming up illegally to this country with the hope that they'll get by that first hurdle and then disappear into our interior. That isn't going to happen anymore.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is expressing some concern over Facebook's plan to launch a new cryptocurrency known as Libra.
The Treasury Department has expressed very serious concerns that Libra could be misused by money launderers and terrorist financiers.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge says he needs more time to decide whether to release accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on bail. The judge was supposed to make his decision on Monday, but says now it will be Thursday. Epstein will remain behind bars in a Manhattan detention center until then. President Trump hosts the third annual Made in America product showcase at the White House on Monday. The president gets a look at some of the products being made by some businesses across the country and claims that the administration is bringing jobs and manufacturing back to the United States.
While those here today create many different goods, you're also devoted to one of the greatest missions on earth, making the best products from the best materials with the best workers anywhere in the world, right here in the United States of America, right? Made in America, made in the USA, call it either way, but that's what we're doing.
The president was also asked about the deportation of illegal immigrants over the weekend.
Many, many were taken out on Sunday. You just didn't know about it.
The president also noted the illegal immigrants that were deported on Sunday were done so in the proper manner.
People come into our country illegally, and they go out legally. Every person taken out had papers, and we had court orders.
It should be noted during former President Barack Obama's presidency, 3 million people were deported. And so far, under President Trump, less than 300,000 people per year have been deported. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.